Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Nate Binferrato, an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center, says climate change is already affecting Virginia.
And that's why today's vote is so important. This is a sensible, proven way to start reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
There is still a hurdle. Language in the budget, passed by Virginia's Republican-controlled General Assembly, blocks the executive branch from acting independently to tackle climate change by joining a regional cap-and-trade program.
The next step is for the governor to veto a budget provision that's on his desk right now that is aimed specifically at thwarting this program.
A spokeswoman for Governor Ralph Northam says he applauds the board's decision. He has until May 3rd to act. I'm Mallory Nopain.